Under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, health insurance companies couldn't deny you coverage if you have a pre-existing condition, like diabetes or cancer. And that included protecting you from any potential diseases you might be prone to getting due to the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA.
A simple genetic screening test can tell you if you're prone to getting a disease like Alzheimer's or breast cancer. You might get it, you might not. And under Obamacare and GINA, that didn't matter. Now, as the GOP works out its own health care plan to replace Obamacare, what some are calling Trump care, concerns about what'll happen with pre-existing conditions cloud the new plan's future. And a new bill aiming to loosen the regulations laid out in GINA is being considered in Congress.
Dr. Leila Jamal is a clinical genetic counselor and bioethicist at Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics. I spoke with her more about this, and I started by asking her what the goal is of genetic testing to begin with.
So the goal of genetic testing in most settings is to identify mutations in genes that we know are importantly related to disease. And the reason that we do that in individuals is to determine whether that they're at increased risk of developing a disorder and could benefit from increased medical attention, whether it's screening or other kinds of preventive measures.
So this is very much about risk, though. Just because you carry a gene that might predispose you to some condition doesn't mean you'll end up having that in the future, right?
Precisely, right. The relationships between genetics and disease is not a straightforward one at all, and it's also not one we fully understand yet.
So there's a lot of concern out there right now about pre-existing conditions under the proposed GOP healthcare plan. And I wonder how genetic screening could somehow make your genes a pre-existing condition. But do you think this could happen?
So the issue here is that most diseases result from a rather nebulous combination of environmental exposures, specific disease triggers, and random chance events. And these all combine with one's genetic makeup to produce a person's health status. And so we understand some of these interactions, but by no means all of them. And that means that genetic information can't always tell us a complete story about a person's likelihood of getting sick. So there's a handful of rare conditions where we know that, you know, a damaging mutation in a really important gene is going to have a large impact on health. But for most other disorders, genetic information just is not that predictive. And so it's very hard to really say that individuals who carry mutations have pre-existing conditions because they may never actually develop the disease that's associated with the mutation that they carry.
Right. And that leads to some really big, I think, ethical questions. So a lot of us will do a health screening for our employers. We'll get a blood test. What's your blood pressure like? What are your glucose levels like? How likely are you to have diabetes, maybe something like that? And you get a discount on your health insurance. How do you see that as related to genetic screening? Genetic testing is the next step in that.
Well, yeah, it's actually quite a topical question because, as of 2008, we've had this statute in the United States called the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA. And this has really put restrictions on the extent to which employers and health insurance companies can ask employees for genetic information. They're essentially not allowed to. And the assumption behind that law is that employers or health insurance companies might be tempted to use genetic information in decisions about employment or health insurance premium setting. Now, there is an exemption in GINA that says that workplace wellness plans can ask for genetic information if they do so voluntarily. In other words, if employees volunteer the information of their own accord. And there's a new bill now being proposed in the House, which is actually going to make it a bit easier for these wellness plans to do this. And so this has been controversial because wellness plans actually provide tremendous financial incentives to employees to hand over their genetic information. And so I think there's some concern that some of the protections that GINA encodes are going to now be rolled back just by the introduction of this bill.
If something like that goes through, then how far away are we from genetic screening playing into this?
I think we're closer than we'd like to be. So if you think about the fact that GINA's also got holes in it, it really doesn't apply to disability insurance, long-term care insurance, life insurance. It also doesn't apply to certain classes of individuals like the members of the military or people being serviced by the Veterans Administration or the Indian Health Service. And so if you take together the fact that GINA's got these gaps in it and we're now pushing back on its employment provision, I think you can see that there's some room to, I think, improve the way we're protected.
If the American Health Care Act becomes law and pre-existing conditions are sort of back on the table for many health insurance companies to determine whether or not they want to cover you for them, do you think that the advice will turn into, should we all avoid genetic screening because it could be determined that that's a pre-existing condition for something?
Well, that's definitely a source of concern. I do worry that if we roll back some of the protections the Affordable Care Act had in place that prevented discrimination based on pre-existing conditions and genetic information, that we would be kind of, you know, taking away protections that make people comfortable pursuing this testing. And of course, if that happens, we will learn less about genetics over time if fewer people are being willing to be tested.
Right. And of course, as someone who works with patients, you're a clinical genetic counselor as well. What would you, you wouldn't want to see that happen, I'm guessing. You'd want people to be able to have the freedom and, I guess, peace of mind to do this kind of genetic testing if it could benefit their health.
Certainly, because the setting I work in is cancer, in which it's really helpful to know about an individual's predisposition to cancer before they develop cancer, because that allows you to provide them with the most screening and the most vigilance you possibly can. That gives you a high chance of catching the cancer early when you have the most options for treating it. And so that's really where genetic testing can be helpful. It's certainly, you know, a tool in our arsenal. It's one that's very helpful.
Yeah. Leila Jamal is a clinical genetic counselor and bioethicist at the Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics. Leila, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.